views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, and welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio. I'm Shannon Walbrand, and I'm waiting for you to call in and ask your question. The number to dial is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. And I have a lot of really interesting information to share with you today, and I really want to welcome you to the show. Please feel free to call in with any kind of question that you have that you'd like to consult your angels and guides about. My role is to be an amplifier and a translator. I help you understand and get the messages that you need. And really, the messages can be quite specific and detailed and also quite directional. Angels and guides, if you're going to ask a question, they like to tell you what to do. So if you're asking for advice, you're going to get it. What I always say is you don't have to give any background information. You don't have to share any kind of history. Your call can be anonymous. So you can just say, should I move to New York? And that's really all you have to say. Or perhaps it is, how can I fix my relationship with my mother? What I'd like to start off with today is a reflection on a really good book that I have read and that I would like you to read, which is called The Four Agreements, and it's written by Don Miguel Ruiz. And there are, as the title implies, four agreements. And he discusses them in great, great detail and goes into them chapter after chapter. The one that I'm going to be discussing today is called Be Impeccable with Your Word. You could also say Keep Your Word. The reason that I'm talking about keeping your word is that I have been taking you week by week through the chakras in the body and how when a chakra is out of balance, too open or too closed, things can get out of whack in your body and in your behavior and in your social life. And the one that we're about to address today is the throat chakra. So the throat chakra has everything to do with you and what you say. And it's even what I find mysterious is that it's even what you say inside of your mind. So that's what I want to share with you today. I'll go straight into it, but I'm still waiting for you to call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. If you're calling from outside of the States, you put a double zero in front of that. 001-800-930-2819. So here's what Don Miguel Ruiz says about be impeccable with your word. His text, and this is taken from a summary, is speak with integrity, say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Okay, did you get that? He's talking about the way that you speak and how you can choose to speak with integrity, to mean what you say and to say what you mean. Gosh, is that super important in life, huh? When somebody can count on you to keep your word, your relationship just goes up and blooms in a whole new way. If you have ever had trouble in your life, as I have, with keeping your word, this is something that you can dedicate yourself to, and you will have instantaneous effects. So I'll tell you about what happened to me. When I was in my 20s, I went through this phase where I would fib. I would tell white lies all the time. In my early 20s, I was kind of insecure, and I thought that I had to make everything nice for other people, and I had to make it easier for them. So I would fib. I would say, yes, I really like that food that you just served me, or sure, I'll go to your party. And I didn't want to, and I didn't like the food, and it wasn't true. And I was saying it as kind of a social lubrication. I thought that it would make everything smooth and everything easy. it made my life so difficult. I could never remember what I had told people. And it was really confusing. It was confusing for me, and it was confusing for other people because they didn't really know who I was. They didn't know what I stood for. They didn't know what I liked and what I didn't like. So almost every relationship I had was affected by that. And it took me really shaping up and having a friend actually say, hey, you're lying. And I thought, oh my gosh, I wouldn't have called it lying, but it's true. I'm not telling the truth. And then I realized that I had to tell the truth to myself. So what did I really care about? What was important to me? What would I say yes to? And what would I say no to? So that was me stepping into keeping my word. And now I'm really quite religious about my word. I really only say what I mean. And if I can't say it with truth, I just keep quiet until I can think of something that I could stand behind, something that I would really live or die for. And I don't do that social nice thing anymore. But I found that my relationships have gotten deeper and more true and more authentic. And if you notice what else, it's avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Okay, this was also a great temptation that I gave into for years. And I used to think that gossiping was so interesting and amusing. Of course, I was trying to figure out the world and why people do what they do. And information is useful. And of course, if you want to tell somebody about something, you can. Can you walk that fine line around gossip? Like, I really tried to figure out. Gossip is harmful. Gossip is spreading a bad word about someone else, and then maybe he won't get that job, or and then maybe he won't have any friends, or and then maybe he won't get invited to a party. That is ill will, and ill will, even if it was justified or even if it was, you know, true or true-ish, used against someone else, that's, well, I found out what happened, actually. What happened to me was that most of my relationships at that time, in that chapter of my life, were damaged by gossip. So even the person that I was sharing the good story with, that lowered their opinion of me. And I realized that I was trying to boost myself up in terms of power by putting other people down and telling nasty stories about them. It didn't work. I actually came out looking worse. And then I found out that when I gossiped, people gossiped about me. I found out that when I kept my word and I stayed within my integrity in terms of my word, my voice, and my language, things worked out a lot better for me. And now, gosh, it's still tempting to share a story, sometimes a quite a juicy story. I've decided against it because of the backlash. So that's the first thing that I wanted to introduce to you. When we come back from our break, I'll be discussing how that affects the throat chakra and what you can do to heal your throat chakra if it is too open or too closed. So that quote that I just gave you was taken from the book The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
And we're back with Spirit Guidance Radio. Call in on 1-800-930-2819 and ask your question of your angels and guides. We're discussing the throat chakra today, the front and the back. So if you could rest your hand gently on the front of your throat where you would tie a necktie, that is the front of your throat chakra. If you put your hand on the back of your neck, like where your collar is, where your jacket label would be, that is where the back of your throat chakra is. Some people have a very interesting analysis of what the front of a chakra versus the back of a chakra means. It's an energy center. It's where energy flows. The front is about how you relate with the world in an upfront kind of a way, face to face. And the back is about your intention, can be about your history. It can be about your deeper or unconscious or subconscious feelings and thoughts and actions around, and in this case, it's the throat. So let's talk about that. When your throat chakra is too open, you may find, and you might be able to recognize this in other people rather than yourself first, you talk nonstop. Now, I know I'm a radio host, so I'm supposed to be talking nonstop. But in your case, or in the case of your friend or your loved one, it's someone who rambles and rambles and rambles, who cannot take a pause, whose ears seem to be disengaged, who is switched to on, who is switched to monologue, not in dialogue at all. This can mean that the throat chakra is too far open. And that's in the front, because that's between two people. That's between that person and the world. And other things you might notice about a throat chakra that's too far open is saying too much. So there's a difference between talking too much, which is producing a lot of words, and then saying too much. Do you know that abbreviation TMI, too much information? Or when teenagers say about their parents, "Oh, mom, don't tell people stuff like that. Oh my gosh, you shouldn't be talking about that." When people cannot keep their own private thoughts to themselves, when people use every opportunity, even if they're at the grocery store, to do therapy and to say, "Let me tell you about all of these bad things that have happened to me in my life," this is the throat chakra being too far wide open. Then there are other ways that the throat chakra can be too far wide open, and this is more to do with the back, although it can also be in the front. Swearing. Some people swear, or you could say a bad word, like if you drop something heavy on your toe. Okay, of course, that's normal. What about people who swear every second word, who cannot finish? You've seen television shows like The Sopranos or whatever, where every second word is a swear word. This can indicate a misalignment of the throat chakra, especially if it's too far open. All of this anger, all of these bad words are pouring out like a waterfall, like a volcano. Can you imagine it? Can you picture it? Can you see all of this heat and lava pouring out of the throat? It means that there's something wrong, actually. And then in the back, let's go from swearing. You know, if people can also swear in their minds, so every time they look around, they have that kind of road rage look. They're swearing and being angry and they're judging. They're feeling judgmental and they're saying nasty things about other people, but not out loud. This is also the throat chakra because it is language, which is being produced in the mind, but it's being kept in the throat. gossip. I mentioned this about myself, that I have given into the temptation of gossip. Lying. These are all, throat chakra is too far wide open, sometimes in the front and sometimes in the back. So let's do some healing around that. If you feel that this is something that is affecting you to some extent, put your hand gently where your thyroid is. So your thyroid is a gland where your Adam's apple is. It's in the hollow of your throat, right there where you would tie a scarf around your throat. Rest your hand just gently there and imagine the color pink, which is a healing, gentle light, going into your throat and warming it up. And then it will close gently, gently, gently until it's just the right size. It's okay to have the chakra open. We don't need it to be fully closed. We just need it to be regulated. It's like the door of a house. You want it to be closed when it should be closed and open when it should be open. You can do the same thing by placing your hand gently, gently on the back of your neck. One of the ways to find out if your throat chakra in the back is too far open is if your neck is really, really hot. So mine is too hot right now. And I think that what's going on for me is too much judgment in my mind. I had some things happen today that made me really cross. And I've got some rah, 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 some bad words in my mind, thinking about these other people and what they should have been doing, rather than accepting the situation as it is and saying, okay, I can move forward. I can go ahead with that. I can change my plan. Everything's going to be okay. So think about that and send healing energy from the palm of your hand. That's where the healing energy comes out, into either the front or the back of your throat and your neck. And if you want to, you can take one hand in front and one hand in back and make a sandwich of your throat. Now, I mentioned the thyroid, and the thyroid is such a sensitive little gland. And I've talked about it before on the radio, that all of the blood in your body goes from your body up to your head and back and back and back and back, up and down, through this tiny filter, which is the thyroid gland. And our thyroid glands, if they are out of whack, can cause us to be either too hyperactive and too running on arriba arriba energy, or they can be making us feel very, very sluggish, woozy, cranky, crabby, ratty, don't want to get out of bed, feel really, really cross and angry and grumpy and slow. So it's either too fast or too slow. And it's a thermostat for the body. So are your fingers and toes pulsing with heat and you feel too irritable? Or do you feel cold and numb and the blood isn't circulating all the way to your fingers and toes? Either of those things can be the thyroid. Say, call in if you have a question about that or if these are some of the things that you've been experiencing. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And my name is Shannon Walbrand. I'm a spirit guide interpreter helping you get messages from your angels and guides. Okay, so we've addressed what about when the throat chakra is too far open. Now we'll talk about the opposite problem. What about when your throat chakra is too far closed? This is not me, okay? So I am not the poster child for this experience. But one of the things that you can notice, perhaps in other people that you know, is speaking through gritted teeth, being so angry that words cannot come out without sounding that they're really, really, really angry with you. This is too much anger, and it's about language, and it's a stuckness in the throat. Another feeling that goes along with this is that kind of rage, resentment, where you can go into stonewalling. If you've heard of stonewalling, it's when you just don't talk to the other person. You just stop. You're on what they call no speaks. So I'm on no speaks with my sister. I'm not, but for example. And how this affects you is that you feel like you have a knot in your throat. Can you hear that there's a pun there? You actually do have a knot in your throat. You have a I won't. You have a I can't. I not. I am not speaking to you. And that knot in your throat can actually cause you some serious health problems. You can get a sore throat. Okay, that would be a mild example. God forbid that someone should ever get throat cancer, but one of the leading emotional states that goes toward throat cancer and also thyroid burnout can be, I'm not speaking with you. I am so angry with you. I am not speaking with you. We're talking about extreme cases here. However, examine your own life, because this is pretty important. Do you have some people that you avoid, and why do you avoid speaking to them? Do you avoid speaking to them because you actually are angry with them, and there maybe is something that you could get off of your chest and get resolved? Do you think that that might make things a little bit easier? I'm just exasperated that you never show up on time, and it is driving me crazy. Okay, that's not the most productive way to say it. You could say, I would really like it if you would keep to your word around time. I'm going to bring you back to the top quote that we discussed, which is from Don Miguel Ruiz. Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. So if you are really, really angry at another person for not keeping his word, it could be that that anger is then really lodging in your throat because you think, I'm a person who always keeps my word, and he never keeps his word. He owes me money. He says he's going to pay me, and he never pays me. Can you see that there's a real, if you could draw an energetic picture of the two of you, there would be a chain from your throat to his throat, and that is draining you of your energy. That anger is just not good for you. Maybe you've heard of this before, but one of the cures for this is a shouting session, not with the person that you're angry about. You can have a stomping and a shouting and a, oh my goodness, I'm so cross kind of a thing, and just vent it out, not with anybody else around. While you're in your car, you can shout it out, and that can release some of this knot in your throat. Because even if that other person is not right in front of you at the time, you can calm yourself down and you can get yourself to a whole nother space and you can feel a lot better. So I'm talking about people who won't speak. Then there's another one that I'm going to talk about before we go to our next break, which is that person. I won't do it on the radio because it would irritate you too much. It's that person who speaks with such a quiet voice that you can hardly hear her. And she makes you lean in, lean in, lean in until your ear is practically right by her mouth. This is a form of aggression, but it's passive aggression. And she's trying to get your attention by modulating her voice so that it's so low that you can't hear her. This is the narrowing of the throat chakra, and it's a refusal to let her light shine through her throat chakra. So I want you to think about that in case you have ever slipped into that yourself. Have you ever gone into a whisper? Because you're feeling out of power, because you're feeling that you don't have enough to say, that maybe you're not the most intelligent person. You know, teenagers who like to mutter, who don't like to enunciate or to say things clearly because they feel insecure and shy. That is a throat chakra that is too far closed. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the throat chakra open and closed and being impeccable with your word. I'm waiting for your call on 1-800-930-2819. You've been listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, and we've got a half an hour left, so make sure to get ready to ask your question. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back to Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon Walbrand. Your call is coming through on 1-800-930-2819, 001-800-930-2819, and I'll help you answer your question. So I'd like to tell you about some interesting things that we've done lately. I had a very interesting free teleseminar on this past Friday, and I will invite you to my next one. So this past one on the 7th of March was all about how to use angel cards. And it's called a call and learn teleseminar. So people call in, and even if you're calling from the States or if you're calling from South Africa, it's just the cost of the call, which is not very expensive. And there's no fee to participate in this whatsoever. And we spent about 30 minutes going through different spreads of how to use angel cards. We did the single card spread. We did a double card spread. The three card spread is past, present, and future. And then we did a sequencing spread, which I wonder if any of you guys have heard of. It's where you pick a card and you decide what that's going to mean. Then you shuffle it with five other ones, and then you put them down and you know what's going to happen in what order based on that. I'd like to invite you to listen to the MP3, and I'll give you the details right after we take this call. Hi, this is Shannon. Is that Capello?
Hi, how are you?
Well, and you?
Hello?
Hi, oh, I'm fine, thanks, Capello. Go ahead with your question.
I'd like to know, will my ex-boyfriend ever apologize for leaving me without an explanation?
So do you know that on my show, it's not allowed to ask, will he? You should only ask a question that is about I. So how can you change that, that question? How can you change it to an I perspective? How about, should I ever forgive him for doing that?
Should I ever forgive him?
Yeah. In fact, they're telling me that you could have already forgiven him because what you learned about him was that he was really immature. He's a guy who was immature not only in that action, but in other actions while he was still with you. Even though he's actually similar in age to you, his maturity level is about 10 years younger than you. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so if someone is 10 years younger than you, but I'm talking about psychologically and in his behavior, can you forgive him for just being young and stupid? How about that?
Yeah.
Ah, I like it. When you sound like that, you sound a lot more relaxed. Have you been carrying around this anger for a while now?
I have.
And has it prevented you from entering into any new trusting relationships?
I think right now I'm just still healing and learning to let go of the anger.
And are you
so
in
right
a new
now
relationship
I'm just concentrating
yet?
On myself. No.
Not with anybody else, right?
No.
So one of the signs that your angels are asking for you to look for, if you're determining whether a new person would make an adequate partner, is to ask yourself whether he acts old. So I mean old. He doesn't have to be old. But if you could describe him to your friends as, he's like a little old man. He's like serious. Uh-huh. He isn't childlike. Because how they described your old boyfriend was that he was fun and he was lively, but he was like a boy. He wasn't like a man.
Yes, yes.
So could you rather set your sights on somebody who acts like he's 67?
Definitely. I think I could. I think it would actually be good for me.
I think it would be good for you, and now I have some good news. He's already in your environment.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, really. I'm serious. So they're telling me that it's connected to work and that there's a guy who is... But see, between you and me, you might have described him as a stick in the mud or somebody who's boring, okay? Like, if I hadn't had this conversation with you, you would think, oh, him? No, man, he's too boring. But... what you're really looking for is someone who's really responsible.
Yes.
Okay, so do you know who it is? Do you know who the guy in your environment is that you and I would have, if we were having coffee, you would say, oh my gosh, that guy, he's so boring. Okay, who's that?
Not specifically, not anybody comes to mind.
But, okay, the answer is he's not in your family, he's not in your church, he's in your work life.
My work life, okay.
Yeah. So that's, but I mean, the good news is that he doesn't look like he's 67. He's actually quite nice looking.
Okay. Wow. That's good.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's always a bonus.
All right, so
that's the description of the guy that you should be looking for. And when I say nice looking, the word that's coming to me is smooth. He looks smooth.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You still don't know who it is?
No, not really. Not really.
Okay. The only other clue that I'm getting is that he works with numbers, not with language. So he's more on the accounting side of things. He's not on the sales or pitching or storytelling side of things. He's more in the numbers side of things. Okay?
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about now. Yes.
Are you getting closer?
Yes.
Do you know who it could be?
Yes, yes. Yes, I know who it could be.
Okay, so now the strategy for approaching him is to be the person that you are, which is warm, friendly, engaging, and you're going to ask him lots of questions about himself. And even though he's much shyer than you, you're going to say, no, tell me more. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Tell me more. How many brothers and sisters do you have? Okay, because that's who you are. You're kind of like an investigative reporter on television. That's who you are.
Okay.
Is that true?
All right, I will take your advice. I will give you that. Yeah, that's true. I like asking a lot of questions. So, yeah.
Okay, I've kept you on the line for a long time, but I hope that that information was useful to you. If you guys start going out, will you call us back in about a month and tell us how things are going?
Yes, I will. I definitely will.
Lovely. I'm so glad to have heard from you today. You know, you have angels and guides, and they are working with you all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
So she called in and asked a question, and it started off that she was really angry, and that is so perfect for today's talk about throat chakra and keeping your word and being in your integrity in terms of language, because all she was doing was sending arrows back at that old guy that she was mad at. But did you hear her voice change? She started laughing. She started warming up. She started speaking more softly, and she had love in her voice. And maybe that guy that the angels are pointing her towards, maybe that guy is going to be the one who will lead her into a new relationship. We can only hope so. Please call in with your question, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand, and I was going to tell you and invite you to the next Call and Learn Teleseminar. The date of the next one is 4th of April, April 4th, which is a Friday. We're going to be running them on the first Friday of every month. And you know, my job is to work myself out of a job. I really want you to be able to get your answers by yourself as much as possible so that you don't have to go to a psychic. And that's what I'm handing over. So I'd like you to listen to the MP3 of the last one. So go to my website, www.shannonwalbran.com. Listen to the recording of the last one, which was on angel cards, and then practice, practice, practice with your angel cards. The next one is going to be another technique, which is called muscle testing. Muscle testing is when you use your own fingers or your own hands to become a radio, to become an antenna, and then you'll get yes or no answers to your questions. So I'm going to be taking you through a whole seminar, about 30 minutes long, and it's free, and that'll be on the 4th of April. And of course, the time zone will vary depending on where you're listening, but it will be in the morning in America, and it will be in the late afternoon in Europe and in South Africa. So please do sign up for that. And while you're there, download my little, tiny, beautiful MP3 meditation, which is also a free meditation called Releasing Anxiety. And if you sign up for that, then you also get a newsletter that comes out quarterly that also has information about all the different offerings that I have. I try to make as many offerings as I can free of charge. I do a lot of work as community service, including this radio show, which I offer to you free of charge. I want you to be able to call in and at least find out what your guides and angels sound like. Not that they sound like an American woman from Minneapolis, they don't. But they do sound encouraging, they sound directive, they sound like they're on your side, and they sound like they know you. I wonder if you heard that from the last caller that we just took. They knew who she was, they knew what her style was, and they knew what was making her angry and then what would make her happy. Those are angels and guides for you. That's what they're really, really good at. So you can learn how to use angel cards and you can improve your techniques with angel cards. And then next month, really, it's just right around the corner, you can learn how to use muscle testing to get your own answers. And the technique behind the muscle testing, maybe you've heard of this, it's called kinesiology. Kinesiology spelled with a K, K-I-N-E-S-I-O-L-O-G-Y, which is a really wonderful medical technique that I also recommend to you if you'd ever like to try it, not by me, but by going to a regular kinesiologist who can help you ask your body questions, and then your body will give you straight answers without going through the circuit of your mind where your ego gets in the way. So those are things that I'd like to offer you. And I would like to tell you that we're going to take another short break, but we do have time to take your call after we get back from that break. And the number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbran.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. I'm Shannon Walbrand, and I'm here to help you with your questions. Please call 1-800-930-2819, 001-800-930-2819. We broadcast the show every Thursday, and then we run a podcast, and you can see the podcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com, which is a wonderful network of many different kinds of healing shows. You can listen to all different kinds of information, and I advise you to check out their bouquet of offerings, because I'm sure you'll find something that you'll get a lot of value for. And what I would like to tell you about now is the book that I'm writing, the 2014 Heroes Project. And my hero for this month of March has been the American poet Emily Dickinson. She's very well known in America, but she's not very well known outside of the States. And she lived a long time ago, and she lived quite a reclusive life, quite isolated, but she really understood human nature. And my theme for Emily is hope. So, you know, every month I'm taking on a different hero, and I'm trying to instill their best quality into my life to make my life happier and richer. And I'm inviting you to do the same. So I would like you to make a list of 12 heroes and decide which of his or her characteristics you would like to integrate more of into your life, and study their biographies, learn more about who they were and what they did. And the important thing to notice about Emily Dickinson is that she was so big on hope. She really didn't have a very hopeful life, if you know what I mean. She was never married. She didn't have any children. She lived with her parents. It wasn't exciting. She never traveled far. And yet she was so full of hope. So this is the quotation that I'd like to read to you from Emily Dickinson. It is, "All human wisdom is summed up in these two words, wait and hope." Ah, isn't that so beautiful? All human wisdom is summed up in these two words, wait and hope. Maybe you've heard the other one, hope is a verb with its sleeves rolled up. So those are the things that I'm working on in my life right now. I really do have a lot of hope. I have a lot of hope for humanity. I have hope even when we hear about terrible disasters like a missing plane or Fukushima. I go into the future, maybe 50 years into the future, and I travel through my visioning and through my meditation, and I look back and I think that I can see that everything does work out well. Hey, not for every individual. Each individual is struggling and making the best of his or her life. But in general, humanity does survive these vast, huge, difficult crises. We get through them. This isn't the end. This isn't the final story. There are other things that are going to happen. We're working with innovation every day. We have new solutions, and there are ways that we're treating each other with love and with care and with more respect. And there are voices of protest against oppression, and there are voices that are working on behalf of the other people and the children who are being oppressed. And that's what makes me hopeful. What makes you hopeful? Do you want to share that with us? Call in on 1-800-930-2819. I'd also like to interview you for my book. I've been interviewing lots and lots of different kinds of people, clients and people that I meet, and I'm asking them the question, who is your hero? And how are you going to emulate that hero? What would you like to copy about that hero? Not everything. We don't want to copy anybody's life. That's not necessary. You are who you are, and you're special because of that. There's always room for improvement, though. And so what I've done is I've taken each month and I've given myself one person and then one attribute. So in January, I worked with Helen Keller, and she, of course, had so many roadblocks in front of her, but she met her goals with panache and she exceeded her own expectations. And that's what I was working on. in February, I worked with love, but not the romantic kind of love. I worked with divine love because Mother Teresa did so many reach out kind of activities working with people who didn't feel loved. And she said that the biggest problem with humanity is that people are starving for love and attention. And now I've got Emily Dickinson and Hope for March. And so every chapter in the book is going to be about how I personally integrated and then, you know, failed to integrate, obviously, and the things that didn't work as I worked with each of these heroes. And then working with the photographs of the people that I'm interviewing and showing them, even possibly showing them with their heroes. So that's the project that I'm working on. And I'm telling you, it's really amazing. I can feel myself being supported and changed by this process. And that's why I'm inviting you to participate also. You can join me on this project via Facebook, because I post on my Facebook page all the time about this, every day, actually. It's facebook.com/ Shannon Walbrand. I also post on my Twitter. Twitter, my handle is at Shannon Walbrand. And then my blog, shannonwalbrand.com. That's where I do most of the articles and when I do my summaries, because then it's a longer format. So I'd really like you to think about that and how you can apply it. It's not something to just intellectualize. It's something to really integrate into your life. And as a Catholic, I'd like to point out that it's Lent. So we're participating in 40 days of sacrifice, and we're learning about ourselves, our challenges, and how we can get to the end of this with much, much more integrity. I see we've got Lisa on the line, and I'd like to take that call now. Hi, Lisa, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, I wanted to ask a question about, I just entered a school, and a little bit financially pressed right now, and I don't know if I made the right decision with this. If it's going to help me or if it's going to ultimately hinder me?
It's going to help you a lot. And they're saying that they want you to really use it and to squeeze all of the juice out of it. So there are people around you that are very rich resources. So they don't want you. Are you attending classes? You are learning. You're not teaching in a school.
No, it's online classes.
Ah, okay. Then it's about making the connections. So it's finding out who else is in there and also using the teachers. What they're telling me is that you have a tendency to hold back and to just do your own work and not want to bother anybody else with any extra questions that you would have. But the other people who are participating and the teachers are really available to you and for you to even bug them by asking questions and getting more out of this. But they are telling me that you're working on the side. Are you working right now?
Not much, very little. I have some work right now.
Okay, you totally can. You really can work. Can I ask what your field is? Because they're showing me that you could even nanny, au pair, or babysit. What do you ordinarily do to make money?
Oh, that's interesting. I do massage, and I'm thinking about going into health coaching.
Okay, fantastic. Do you know that you're really awesome with children?
I do know I'm good with them, yeah.
Okay, that's a really fast way to make money, is to be an on-call au pair. For people who have, oh my gosh, I have to go out of town tomorrow and I didn't know that and I need someone to stay with my kid. So they're asking, your guides are asking for you to register with an agency rather than doing it independently so that you can get screened, which of course you would pass. And they're saying that you could really make a lot of money because you do have some flexibility in your schedule. Do you agree?
I do. The job I have, I'm in control of when I work with the hours.
Perfect.
Do you think continuing massage is good for me as well?
It absolutely is. And what they're telling me is that you get a lot out of doing the massage. You're not only giving, you're also receiving in terms of the energetic exchange. When you walk away from the massage, do you feel tired or do you feel healthy?
It varies. Sometimes I feel great and sometimes I feel drained.
Okay, so you should only feel great. And the way to feel only great is to imagine yourself as a transparent glass of water, and that anything that they are sending out or that they are getting rid of just goes straight through you and out the other side. So you're not picking up anything. Right now, they're telling me that you're okay, like a fence. So sometimes the bad energy from the client is able to pass through you, through the slats in the fence, but sometimes it's sticking to you.
Okay.
Okay, and do you do a nice cleansing ritual after you're done with your massage work?
Not really. I say a prayer, and then I sage and I shower. I don't do any visualizations, though.
I think that's fine. I think a shower is good. And then if you can hand that person over to his divine higher self, if you ever find yourself worrying about him or thinking about him during the day, gosh, I hope he feels better. I hope his back feels better. Then you haven't cleared yourself enough. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Perfect, Lisa. So nice to hear from you. Are you willing to take those steps about getting more out of the schooling that you're taking?
I am. Is it possible to ask one more question about the direction with this school?
I think so, but they told me that I have 1 minute left. So say it quickly.
I'm wondering if the best way to use the school is with health coaching, or if there's a better...
The answer is yes, but particularly around diet. Are you saying health coaching?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it is food is your medicine. Let your medicine be your food. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes. Oh, thank you,
you
so
Lisa.
Much. Take
I really
care, honey.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. I hope to help you next week. Please make sure to diarize next Thursday, and we'll be speaking to you then. Take care, and always remember, you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.